some coffee, say hello to some folks, and we're going to do a little modernization of a Christmas song here for you this morning. So good to see you. Good to see you this morning.
Good morning. I don't know if the mic is on. Is it on? Yes. Okay. I thought that was going to be a lot more booming. Let me try it again. Good morning. There, that is. That's a little bit more booming. Amazing to see all of your smiling faces. I pray that you all know that you're a masterpiece, no matter what anybody thinks of you. God thinks you're a masterpiece. I try to remind myself of that every morning when I look in the mirror. Well, at least God likes this image, all of it. let's take the focus off of me and my belly, and we'll talk about Psalm 95. I'm stealing this from a sermon I listened to earlier this week from a pastor called David Platt is his name. But he read in the psalm, and I was like, man, this is a great way to open up a service. And then it's a great way to open up a service when we're doing a lot of amazingness on the stage. And so if you want to, if you have a Bible, you know, open up to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. You can look on with somebody. I did not tell them, so it won't be on the screen. If they're really quick, maybe it will be. But here we go. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods, lowercase g gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. I think it says us in here five times in those seven verses. And so us are gathered right now. Us bow down to God. Us sing and worship. And sometimes it looks like some really, really cute children doing some really cute things. And sometimes it looks like Seth. But we still can worship God, that the mountain peaks worship him, the rocks, the sands, the sea, they all belong to him, including you. And so that's how I wanted to start this morning. This is going to be some amazing worship today. I have just a couple of announcements. December 15th is Route 456. And if you don't know what that is, that's the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders that meet here every Thursday. December 15th, they're having their Christmas party from 3:45. To 9 o'clock at night. You just got to be here. We made a little joke. If you wanted to bring anything, if you're in 4th, 5th, or 6th grade, you could bring a little present for Terry if you wanted to. But there's no requirement to bring anything at all, just yourself and a smile and a good attitude to celebrate Christmas. Let me make sure I'm not forgetting anything else. I think there was one other. Oh, the play that you're going to see right now. Well, not right now, but here in a few minutes. This will also be repeated at 4. So if you want an encore, you can come back at 4. If you know that there's somebody in the community that really needs to see some cute kids talking about Jesus, because that's the only way they're going to ever hear Jesus, bring them back up at 4 and enjoy the play together. And then the last announcement is we usually, around this time, we'll have a prayer and we'll take offering. For the whole month of December, we're not passing around the offering plates or bags or whatever you want to call them. There's a box right back there. We call it the old coffee bar. Richard's pointing to it with his manly finger. Right there, that's where all offering is going and any prayer requests you have. So if you have prayer requests, you can pull out the 3x5 card in the seat in front of you, fill that out. And we'll make sure as a staff and also as a prayer team that we pray for you throughout the week. And then your offering can go in there as well. So you can put your offering in now. You can put it in during worship. You can put it in after service. But we're just not going to be doing it during service. This isn't a forever thing. We're just doing it this month because we have a lot of stuff going on. And we want to spend our time worshiping God, not talking about money. And so I'm going to have a prayer. And then after that prayer, some really cute kids are going to come up here and sing some songs for us. And so please join me. Lord, we thank you so much for the freedom to worship you. That alone is so amazing. Lord, you didn't have to give us this opportunity, and we don't have to be free to do this. We could be forced to hide and do this in secret, but we're free to openly declare your name in our country, in our town, in our city. And Lord, we thank you so much. And so today, as we celebrate your birth, and we celebrate all that happens in this holiday season about thinking about others, about joining in relationship with you, Lord, we thank you so much. And we pray that every soul in here, if they are not already found, that, Lord, this is part of finding them. And, Lord, if we are found, that it's part of just growing closer to you and closer to each other. We love you, Lord. We leave everything at the most level playing field there is, the foot of the cross. And all God's people said, amen.
us good news, we want to hush. There's a baby in the manger, hush. Baby Jesus, there's a danger that we'll wake this sleepy boy. He's such good news, we jump with joy. We wanna sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Shout with the shepherds, tell what we found. Worship with the wise men, bow right down. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We wanna sing with the angels, heavenly sound. Such good news. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. Jesus is born and he's such good news. We want to shout and sing and worship the King. Shout and sing and worship the King. Shout and sing and worship the King.
Before we worship, every year we get to celebrate Advent together as a family. And this last week was hope, and this week is peace. And once again, I'll be reading from Come Let Us Adore Him. And one of the things it talked about is what kind of peace we would have if we took on somebody else's kingdom rather than ours. And so I want to read this to you guys. If you have children or are around children, you know that you are in relationship with little self-anointed, self-sovereign, who think that the only authority they need in their lives is their own. Your little boy thinks to himself of himself as king, or your little girl carries around with her the identity of a queen. Children aren't born with a natural affinity for a commitment to the kingdom of God because they are sinners. Sinners tend to see submission to an authority other than their own as a loss of freedom. And they tend to tell themselves that they have everything they need to successfully control their lives on their own. Sinners have a great commitment to the kingdom of self than they do to the kingdom of God. They want to make their own rules and write their own stories. And they tend to constrict their daily field of concern to the small confines of their own desires, goals, choices, feelings, happiness, and needs. Back to our children. We've all dealt with battles with our young children over what to eat, what to wear, when to go to bed. That battle over what to eat doesn't happen because your three-year-old son read a book about the paleo diet and decided that this is the way he wants to eat. In fact, your son knows nothing about a healthy and nutrition diet. That battle is not about food, it's about kingdom. He is fighting not your cuisine, but your authority. He is fighting to be king. That is the only authority he has to follow. That battle for your four-year-old daughter, with your four-year-old daughter, is willing to, the battle your four-year-old daughter is willing to have with you over when to go to bed is not the result of an in-depth sleep study. It too is a battle for kingship. Or should I say queenship? Let's get it even closer to home. Why do you get angry in traffic or irritated when somebody disagrees with you or envious when somebody gets something that you would love to have? Because it's not your children that battle for kingdom authority. You do too. You want to drive on unpopulated roads because few things are more important to you than your own schedule. You want people to agree with you because you want a kingdom filled with people who always recognize the brilliance of your thinking. Why do we all struggle with envy? We struggle with it because our greatest allegiance is to self and our happiness. There is simply no denying it. Life this side of eternity is one big and unending war of kingdoms. Much to our inner turmoil and our interpersonal struggles are the direct result of kingdoms in conflict. So if Jesus came to be Savior, he also had to come to be King. I don't mean a monarch over a special geographic area. Jesus had to rescue us from our bondage to our little kingdoms of one and usher us into a kingdom of loving authority and forgiving grace. He came to destroy our self-oriented kingdoms and dethrone us as kings of our own lives. In violent grace, he works to destroy every last shred of our allegiance to self-rule. And in rescuing grace, he lovingly set up his righteous rule in our hearts. In grace, he patiently works with us until we finally understand that truly good rule is in our lives, is his rule. And as we look at the Advent season, as we get prepared, I wonder if we could actually do that this season. Is start to realize that true peace comes from understanding that I would rather have his kingdom than my own. And so we're going to light this candle and pray. But I wonder in your hearts, who's king? I wonder if you've looked at Jesus in this season and gone, that's the king that I want to worship. Because he's the only one worthy of our worship. And like Brian said, you guys have 3x5 note cards that are in your seat backs. And if you want to grab one out, this is what happens every week, is that we ask that people would just write prayer requests for us, that they would take those 3x5 cards and, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. This is how I need God to enter into this is what I need God to do for me as I enter into his kingdom, as I'm continually trying to be more like him. And so as you write those, there is that connection card box back there where we put the offering. If you would just drop that in there on your way out, we would love to be praying for you guys all week long and just continuing to. We've just noticed an amazing desire for our church family to be reaching out and to love people and to encourage people to have a relationship with God. And so continue to do that. Continue to help us bring people into prayer, that, but also just our daily needs of, hey, people going to surgery and people needing just a reprieve from pain and just the stresses that go on with that. And so this is where we get to pray as a family, and then we're going to turn it over to worship and worship a couple songs before we get our cute kids program. So would you pray with me as a church? God, I love this time of year where it seems like we are hyper in tune to really seeing the work of your Son in our lives. That God, in the midst of all of this, in the simplicity of the message of the children's program, is the heart that you came to bring peace, and that we always want our own kingdoms, and usually our kingdoms are pretty violent with self everything. And God, with your kingdom, you call us to love, and you call us to see that you are the creator and sustainer of all things, and that with you, we have no life. Without you, we have no life, Lord. But with you, we have grace, and we have truth, and we have mercy, and we do have life. And so, God, would you help us to slowly get rid of our kingdoms? Would you would you come in with peace and really wreck us and help us rebuild your kingdom in our lives? And so, God, would you be with the hurting? Would you be with the families that are just struggling with health issues going on? Loved ones dealing with life-threatening problems. God, and sometimes it's not even life-threatening. Maybe it's just even relational problems or financial problems. Lord, would you step in and give a new perspective? And God, would we be people who love other people, that we would care for other people, that we would be a message of hope and peace through your Son, and that, God, we could be carriers of your truth. And so, God, as we worship you, may we see how great you really are. God, you're a great God, and there's nobody else we'd rather serve. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Oh,
last time.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God.
Singing you guys to a great God. Thank you so much. Please be seated.
Place to live, but when people want to disturb that the peace, I get involved. My name's Joe Sabbath, and I'm a peace officer, and I wear a badge.
Peaceful. the snitch was wrong, Joe. Things seem pretty quiet.
It may be quiet, Rookie, but I can smell it. There's trouble brewing with all these people here registering for the census. I think that informant was right. Some big trouble's gonna happen.
I'll go take a look around, boss.
We'd gotten a tip that night that something was gonna happen. Something big. So I headed downtown. That night started out quiet. A silent night. Always calm, always right. People were sleeping in peace, heavenly peace, but didn't stay that way. Things changed in a hurry.
They're coming.
They saw angels.
Quiet!
But angels.
Angels are on the way here?
No, shepherds are on their way. But the shepherds saw angels.
Quiet. My name's Sergeant Joe Sabbath, and this is my rookie patrolman, Patrolman Rookie.
And you're all under arrest.
No, they're not. You see this star? This star means I'm the boss, and it's up to me to keep things quiet. And if anybody disturbs the peace, I'm going to run them in. Now someone tell me what's going on.
Quiet.
Listen, we've had disturbance after disturbance. First the census, now this. I gotta make an example out of someone. Now someone, just one person, please tell me what's going on.
We were coming into town when we met a bunch of shepherds, and they were acting strange.
Strange?
Well, these seemed crazy. They were telling everyone.
Just the facts, ma'am? Just the facts?
Well, they said they saw angels.
Angels? In this day and age?
That's what we thought. And then they said the angels told them a king was born in Bethlehem tonight.
A king. In Bethlehem. They were crazy.
They were on their way, dozens of them. They were shouting, screaming, singing. They were just loud. They were very merry gentlemen, they were.
Merry?
Happy, jumping up and down, excited, you know, merry.
Were these gentlemen by chance disturbing the peace, ma'am?
I guess you could say they were.
You know what we might have here, Rookie?
What, boss?
We got ourselves a 456-6732-8. Merry men intend to celebrate. I'm gonna throw the book at them.
Hey, boss, do you really think they saw angels?
Kid, I've been around the block, and I've never seen an angel. No one's seen angels in generations. You gotta learn the streets. Streets, they're always up to something. There's always a reason to make this stuff up, but I'm onto them, Rookie, just you watch.
Are you gonna show them who's boss, boss?
It's not about being the boss. People count on me keeping the peace. And if things get out of control, well, things get out of control, fast.
Thank you.
opening the door for a lady. The girl went right after Labor Day. This place is out of control.
And no shepherds. You think they're up to no good?
I bet my badge on it. I just don't trust shepherds.
Why not?
Because you know the curve at the end their staff is called?
A crook?
Exactly.
Boss, you think they're really coming?
Oh, they're coming. A band of merry gentlemen are heading this way, disturbing the peace. What we don't know is why. I say we stake them out.
Hey, boss, do you hear that?
So, the angel said, don't be afraid.
Write that down.
Do you hear that? They're talking about angels, like the shepherds. I think we've heard enough. Let's haul them in.
Wait!
Aha! You're under arrest!
Ah! You almost scared me to death!
You're not shepherds!
That's right, we're not shepherds.
Who are you and what are you two doing?
My name's Scoop. I'm a reporter for the Bethlehem Post. This is my cub reporter, Cub.
Newspaper reporters?
Yep, that's right.
I'm Sergeant Joe Sabbath, and this is Rookie Patrolman. Rookie. We're here to keep the peace, and we just heard there was a mob of shepherds heading this way and bound to the city to cause havoc.
That's old news, Sergeant. We've been on the story for an hour.
Well, they're gonna... Well... Well, they're gonna be surprised when they get into town.
You think you can stop them?
Yes, I do. See this star? This star means I'm the boss. No, it's up to me to keep things quiet. Do you have a star?
No, I suppose I don't. But if the angels are right, and the this might be the biggest story of my career.
A bunch of shepherds is a big story?
Shepherd?
This is a little safety town.
Shepherds, you think this is about shepherds? They're saying a baby born tonight, right here in Bethlehem, is a king.
You know, as the long-awaited Messiah, the future king of Judah.
Judah already has a king, Herod. Only card decks are supposed to have more than one king.
But Joe, if the angels are right If this is who the angels say it is, the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, and that's the biggest story in history.
Of the world.
Whoa, they're tiny. I always thought shepherds were bigger.
You had the binoculars backwards.
Oh.
Whoa, they're huge.
Put that thing down. That's them, all right. I can smell a disturbance a mile away.
That's not a disturbance, Joe. Shepherds just smell that way.
I thought this disturbance smelled a lot like sheep.
Should I arrest these merry gentlemen?
No, that's just what they'd be expecting us to do. We're gonna watch them and find out what they're up to. There they go!
Quick, Cub, while they're gone, let's talk to our sources. What have you got for us? Is that the right secret code, Cub?
Sure is, Scoop.
Okay, what have you got for us?
The angel spoke to the shepherds.
We know that. I got something. The Messiah is supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
The Messiah is supposed to be born here? Now? This is starting to sound pretty amazing.
The king will be worshipped by shepherds.
Where'd you get that?
Straight from Psalmist and Prophet Isaiah. These people know what they're talking about.
Shepherds, huh?
You know, honored by kings.
Worshipped by shepherds and honored by kings.
Oh, wait. No. So could it really be, Scoop, our Messiah story that turned into our angel story that turned into a shepherd's baby story that turned into Messiah story? Could this baby really be the one?
Foretold by prophets of old, a baby will be born in Bethlehem.
Following them for 4 hours, boss, and all they've done is look around in mangers. Now tell me, do you really think they're looking for a baby king?
You are so new, rookie. They're disturbing the whole town. When we finally arrest these merry gentlemen, I'm gonna make an example out of them.
Hey, somebody, you gotta hear this.
Hey, what's the rush and who are you?
Name CD. I'm a big rig driver. 10-4, I haul freight. Semi-camel, diesel.
Your camel runs on diesel?
No, his name is Diesel. We had a caravan of big rigs inbound from Baghdad to Jerusalem. I was hauling figs.
So you were driving a...
Please don't say it, rookie.
A big, big rig? Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
We had the hammer down and tried to make it to J-Town by dawn. But my rig broke. Blew out a hoof. Didn't have a spare, so I tried to make it to Bethlehem. Word has it they got a great camel lot here. But I didn't make it. Limped into a little oasis, and there they were. They were on their way to Bethlehem.
I know. Shepherds.
Shepherds? What shepherds?
Not shepherds?
You got a copy on me at all, son? I don't know what shepherds you're talking about.
Then who's coming?
Magi. No, wise men.
Wise men?
Wise guys?
Wise men. Magi.
Magi?
Magi are wise men from countries east of here. They're educated and know the scriptures. They're on the road a lot. Well, apparently they believe some big king has been born somewhere around here. They're on their way to give him gifts and worship him.
Where are they now?
They're a long way off. Days, weeks, they don't even know where he was born.
Then how do we know they're coming here?
They're following a star, and the star's coming this way, night by night. But that's the problem. They can only travel at night.
They're following a star? No, I've heard everything. You had me scared for a moment.
What? You don't believe in the star?
Nope. The only star I believe in is right here.
But, boss, they're coming.
Sure they are, rookie. Following a star, I'm the only one around here with a star. Tell you what, when those Magi guys get here, arrest them.
Boss, why didn't you believe him?
Because you think I don't know. No, there's no such thing as Magi.
But he saw them. He said they were...
You think that driver story is believable?
Semi. Boss, this isn't like you. Why are you afraid of Magi?
You don't think I don't know what Magi are? Magi are powerful men from countries east of here. They're obviously working with the shepherds. They're smart enough to decide who's king around here. Wait a minute! I got it! You know where those shepherds are going?
No. Where?
I bet my badge they're on the rendezvous with those Magi men. We gotta head them off before they get there.
Lost and on your own. There's nothing here. This stable's empty. There's nothing here.
Are we all here? Have we lost anybody?
I don't see Shep anywhere.
We lost Shep? Is he lost? How about everyone else? Frank?
Here.
Vince?
Yep.
Merv?
Present.
Okay, so at least we have Frank and Vince and Merv.
You know, I don't mean to tell the angels how to do their job, but you think they could have mentioned which manger we find him in?
Yeah, how many more mangers can there be in this town?
I don't care if there's thousands. I'm not going to stop until I find him.
Hey guys, why do you think God told us first?
Yeah, why us? If God is sending the world a king, why did he tell us first?
Maybe he's a king for all of us. Remember what the angel said? Good news of great joy, which would be for all the people. Maybe he's telling us that shepherds are just as important as kings.
I'll never forget what I saw.
How could you see anything? You were so scared you were hiding your face.
I was not. I was bowing down.
And shaking.
I was fearless. There's one thing you don't need to worry about, and that's me worrying. I have nerves of steel.
Hi.
Shep, where have you been?
Shifting the other side of the stable.
You startled me.
Just like tonight with the angels?
That's why they said, fear not.
Well, I think they said, fear not, Frank.
Well, I admit, I was afraid then, but now it's totally different.
You know, after what they told us, what do we have to be afraid of anymore?
Watching shooting stars appear, and out of nowhere a blinding light.
A voice like thunder spoke the words, you won't believe all that we heard, breaking through the silent night.
Thank you.
town. Oh, excuse me. You again. Still working on your big story?
Yes, the baby is going to be king, the Messiah.
Don't you get it? These shepherds are a part of a plot. They're just looking for a place to meet where no one will find him. The baby story is just a cover. There's no angel. There's no star. There's no king. Okay, I'll show you. So here are our shepherds, and here are our angels.
The circle is the shepherds?
No, the X are the shepherds, the circles are the angels.
And the rock is the manger, right?
What's the lizard supposed to be? I have no clue. It was probably under the rock. This isn't working. Let's go. Follow me. So, we have our shepherd, right? Okay, you guys, we are shepherds.
Okay.
So, we have our shepherds here, out in the fields.
Watching over their flocks by night.
Exactly. And then supposedly, an angel of the Lord appears to them. Can you be our angel? What's your name?
Gabriel.
Okay, we'll have you right here. Then what's supposed to happen?
The glory of the Lord shone upon them.
Wow.
Wow.
Good job. Very nice, Gabriel. Good job, again. And then here's our manger. Or no, the shepherds are supposed to go look for some stable or manger. Here's our manger. It's as close as we can get. And then supposedly in this little crib, no, in this crib, and in this bed, there's supposed to be a baby. Can I hold your baby? We need him to be the Messiah for just a moment. I promise we won't hurt him.
What about the Messiah's parents?
You two, you be them. We'll have you right here and right here. Don't you see what I'm talking about? We're supposed to believe that some angel appeared to some shepherds, and the shepherds are supposed to look for some baby in manger, and they're supposed to find him with his parents. Don't you see how this possibly couldn't happen?
It looks like it just did.
Isn't that just like God? We've been searching for this baby all day, and right when we were about to give up, we found he had been here the whole time.
You really think God sent a king? A messiah?
All the evidence seems to say he did.
I don't know, I'm just not sure.
There's the star the wise men have been following.
There really is a star.
What did you say a star was again?
A sign of authority. It says who's in charge. Who keeps the peace?
Peace is here.
may be right, but I still have a job to do. I'm still the peace officer in Bethlehem. You guys, I find you guys guilty of waking people up and being outrageously happy without a license. You!
Let me guess, writing a story without authorization. I'm sure my pencil made squeaking marks that disturb the peace, and I hope the shepherds get their message out.
I rustled a lot of papers. I maybe spoke too loud. My hair made a lot of noise when I brushed it, maybe?
Exactly. You three.
Joey, you have to give these people a break. Sure, they disturb the town of Bethlehem, but they might just be changing the world. You said yourself you just wanted Bethlehem to be peaceful.
You're getting too soft, Rook. The rest of you!
What, chewing after Don? See me without a license? An authorized worship? Being married to a tent to celebrate? Expressing excitement without a signed contract?
Yes, yes, and yes, and yes. In all my years of being a peace officer, I've never had this big of a case. Rookie, take a message to headquarters. I'm with the shepherds who have caused this disturbance, and I have found the baby who has made this alleged disturbance. To further investigation, I find that peace has come to Bethlehem tonight, and they're all being set free. Signed, Joe Sabbath.
Yay! Yay!
Not being the quietest town of Bethlehem, in the world, but it is the most peaceful town in the world. All is calm, all is bright.
Hey, don't you guys have an extra to get out? The presses are stopped. You gotta get the news out.
For once, we have good news.
Yeah, let's
go. Come on. Wheat? Yes?
Me and Rookie are coming with you.
Yay!
It turns out the tip was right. Something big did happen. Big happened in Bethlehem that night, and our peaceful town was never quite the same. Turns out that the little baby was the Savior we've been waiting for, God's own son. He grew up to be strong and wise, but he was never crowned King of Jerusalem. In fact, he was arrested, tried, and crucified alongside real criminals, even though his only crimes were healing the sick and the blind and teaching us about his Father's kingdom. This innocent man took the penalty for all of us. I wish I could say that I solved the case as soon as we found the baby king in the manger, but I could only see part of the story that night. All those years later, when Jesus rose up out of the grave, that's when the case was finally solved, for good. What are you all staring at? Aren't you supposed to, don't make me run you all in a 52294B? Fair to celebrate the best news ever. He is the one. Let's get out there and share the news. And remember, the louder, the better.
It's so great seeing you all here. Thanks for taking the time to come and support our kids' ministry here at the church.
It's so exciting to be able to share Jesus and celebrate his birth.
Scoop was right when she said Jesus' birth was the biggest story that ever happened in history. Nicole, if you were a news reporter, what would your headline be for summing up your life in Jesus?
New life, because I know that through him I have a new life. And you?
My world, I try to focus my life on him. Nobody's ever perfect. I try to live how he would want me to live. Annie Piper?
He died for you. He died for each of us, and I'm so glad he did. I know God loves me because he has given me a family that loves me. When my dog Fran died, God gave me comfort. Fran was my best friend, and as time passed, God helped me forget about the sadness and remember the happiness.
Yes, we need to believe in him and have eternal life. I knew God was with me as well. I had surgery this past summer, and I was just really scared. But I knew that Jesus was with me. Sometimes I even sing songs to remind me of his truth and to give me peace.
I get scared sometimes too. God reminds me many times in the Bible to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you. I find peace knowing that he's there for me. He helps me. He died on the cross for me.
Exactly. I want you all to know that God gave his son for us and allowed him to suffer and die so that we could live. John 3:16 is one of my favorite Bible verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
That's one of mine too. He loved us so much that he sent his one and only son to be the savior of the world. My other favorite verse is John 14:2. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. He wants us to spend the rest of our lives with him.
Yes, we need to believe in him and have eternal life. My favorite Bible verse is 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in conduct, in speech, in love, in faith, and in purity.
That's right. No matter what age you are, we all have a story to tell.
We have a few stations set up where you can write a letter of thanks and encouragement to the people in our community, such as police officers.
Back up here. Sorry, guys. Go right back there in a minute.
Police officers, sheriffs, EMTs, and firefighters. They work so hard to keep the peace in our community.
Yes, and once your letter is written, please drop them off in the box labeled Sharing the Good News, and we will make sure your letters get delivered.
And we don't want you to stop there. Can everyone please pull out their inserts in their bulletins? We're asking you to commit to a Share the News challenge.
We want to share the good news while serving others this Christmas season.
So all those individuals and families that come up in your mind that you would like to bless this Christmas season, think of an act of service that would bless their socks up and do it. But don't forget to tell them why you are doing it, because of Jesus.
And we want to hear your stories. Once you have shared the good news with someone, tell us your experience on the bottom of this sheet. Then detach and again, place in the sharing good news box. We want to encourage others and see how God is moving and working in our lives and community.
And we pray for you. Dear Jesus, thank you for everyone here who already knows you.
Lord, help them to be strong and courageous as they share your good news.
And may the people, each one of us, come into contact with know our love comes from you. Amen.
What are you all waiting for? Don't let Sergeant Joe Sabbath run you all in on a 5229 for B. Philly, you're celebrating the best news ever.
He's the one.
Let's get out there and share the news, and
the louder the better.
So just a couple things just to kind of organize. Hey, there is tables in the back where we want you guys to write letters to our police officers, our EMTs, our firefighters, just encouraging them. And then we're going to be dropping them off to those people during this Christmas season. And so please at least take 5 minutes. There's even verses of encouragement. There's pens on the table. Just grab a piece of paper and write something down. And then there's the box back there, the Share the Good News box, that we would love you just to drop those letters in. And then after you're done writing the letter, would you please, all these little guys and gals are going to be going in the foyer area, in the kitchen area, just eating cookies and stuff like that. Would you just go and give them high fives, give them hugs, say thanks for helping us out, or thanks for the great program, because it is the best news ever. And so, hey, you guys did a great job. Thank you very much. And make sure that you take that seriously, the little insert. Hey, share the good news this season and tell us how it went, because we would love that. Thanks. Have a great day.